Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. There's a few things that I want to talk about. Just want to get it straight off my chest. I think there's when I'm coaching and I'm working with people, there's some things that are just coming up for me, coming up. And it's good to hear what's going on out in the nation and other people are experiencing it. So if you can connect to anything I'm saying, I just want to say you're not alone. The first thing I want to say this week that I've said over and over this week so far was opportunity versus lessons. You know, my question to you listening is, are you willing to take an opportunity that comes your way? You know, if you're in sales and you walk into a room, the mega target is in there. Do you walk up? Do you shake a hand? Do you introduce yourself? Or do you pretend like you don't see them, walk out of the room, deep breath over and over and over, and then go, oh my God, they almost saw me. You know, if you lost a client and the client is walking by, do you walk up to them and talk to them? If there's a broker owner you've been trying to get for 2 years and they walk by, are you going up and talking to them? You know, if somebody says, hey, do you want to teach a class? Is it a yes or is it a no? You know, it's opportunity. I feel, this is my personal feel, I feel like opportunity is everywhere. Like right now, if it would light up, if opportunity would light up, I feel like you guys would need glasses on all day. I mean, opportunity is endless. You could have and you could do anything you want. It's endless. Like nothing is impossible at all. In fact, the word it says, I know you've seen this before, I'm possible, inside that word. So to me, it's either go after an opportunity or get the lesson out of it. That's the exchange, okay? If you take the opportunity, you're going to most likely win. You just are. Over time, you'll chip away or you'll get it right then and there. I'm telling you right now, those that go after opportunities, they get it, they grab it, they win. It's a no-brainer. But if you don't, and you did walk outside and you did your deep breathing and you let the person walk by and drive off, then what's the lesson in that? You know, the lesson is, what do I have to lose if I talk to them? I already don't have their business. The lesson is, you know, I'm not going to, it's not going to pull the roof off my house. It's not going to take the food out of my belly and it's not going to pull the love out of my life. I'm going to be okay. You know, the lesson is, am I not confident on my script? Do I need to go practice it? Am I not confident on how to combat the no? Do I need to go practice it? Am I not confident on the tool that I was about to roll out? Do I need to go practice it? Am I not confident about the rebuttals or the quick wit? Do I need to go practice it? So it's opportunity versus lessons. It's almost like it's like a match in a ring, like a boxing match. It's like opportunity versus lesson. Who's going to win? The next one that comes up that I'm seeing this week is fear. Fear. Oh my gosh. Just want you to know, if there's anything in your life that you feel fear over, you are not alone. A lot of people, even some of the most successful people that we have fears, let alone the new people. Don't get me wrong. There's definitely a portion of people that I work with and coach that are fearless. Some of these new people getting into the business are just, what do you want me to do? Put me in coach, calling away, rebuttaling, going for it. I'll teach a class. Like, oh my God, it blows my mind, you know? But there are the people that have fear. And fear, you know, it's false evidence appearing real, right? If you just want to break it down as an acronym. But I do have to say it could be debilitating. I've experienced fear. I know what it's like. I've had anxiety around fear. I know what it's like. Okay. So I just want to tell you that fear, it's like fear versus freedom in the rank. Because on the other side of fear is freedom. And that's really all we are striving for here. You know, we want to be free. We want to be able to, you know, have the freedom to call who we want and respond the way that we do and roll out a product or go teach a class. We want to have the freedom to be ourselves and have that space and that place. And if you get past fear, the other thing past it, like right behind fear, is freedom. And to me, that's worth it all day long. Because if you're free to be your true self, the world gravitates to you. That's how it works, right? And fear isn't even real. You know, it's like a meanie. It's like a bully fear. Punch it in its face and go feel free. And the last one, been coming up a lot for this week and last week. and a lot, I mean, just a lot in general in coaching, but it's just really predominantly on my heart that I had to share is the letting go. Oh man, people hang on to stuff, a lot of stuff. Hang on to it. It's like, I could feel it. It's on their back. It's in their throat. It's in their bodies. They hang on to it. It's on their brain. You know, it's so in their world, you know? And it's like, who would you be if you just let go? Whether it be a problem, you didn't do something right, you dropped the ball, they dropped the ball, it's an argument, it's a problem, it's a da-da-da-da-da. You know, that hanging on to stuff, literally, it's like poundage. It's pounds on you. It just is. Everything you hang on to, it all has weight worth. It's all worth a certain amount of weight on you. You gotta let that go. You gotta let that go. Oh man, I'm telling you, wow. I mean, I use those words in my life all the time. I gotta let that go. Seriously. It's empowering. It's free. It makes me happy. It releases me. I feel lighter. My brain's free to create and think of more, you know, and do more and achieve and create success. I don't need anchors all over, you know? I don't need anything to bring me down. Let it go and grow. And that's the other one in the ring. So it's let it go versus grow. You know, wow, that would be, I mean, what's on the other side is worth every single second. It's like, if you let that go, that's on you, it's taking you down, you grow. That's the exchange. Oh, no brainer. All right. I hope you enjoyed my, you know, opportunity versus lessons, my fear versus freedom, and my let go versus grow. It's time. Really, really listen to this. If you got to listen to this podcast again, please do it, because there's a powerful message in there. And I appreciate you listening. Please subscribe to this podcast. Click the stars if you like what you hear. You can always visit me at lisacrown.com, or I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram, and I look forward to connecting with you. Have yourself an amazing, productive day. Thanks.